What did you learn, and how much were you encouraged by the way you guys played against the Patriots in week two?
Well, we lost, so, you know, that was disappointing, without saying, you know, without question. And, you know, so, you know, how much we learned, I don't know about that. It's just, you know, obviously it wasn't good enough, so that's what we know.
Why are you guys doing so much better against the run through the first six games of this year as opposed to what you were able to do last year?
Well, I think, you know, we got an outstanding group in the front seven. You know, they're young, and they've kind of maturing together. You know, it starts with that Muhammad Wilkerson, and then the nose tackles. You know, with obviously Snacks, Damon Harrison, and Kendrick Ellis have done a good job for us, and. You know, and Sheldon Richardson. So all the big guys up front have done a decent job in a run. And then I think we got as good a middle linebacker as there is in the league in David Harris. So I think he's done an outstanding job for us.
Speaking of good middle linebackers, the Patriots are going to be without Mayo, obviously. With Mayo down, Wilfork down for the season, does that sort of open the door for you guys to try to attack the middle of their defense?
Well, I mean, you got a big problem out of the way. That's for sure. You know, with Big Vince. You know, he's an outstanding player. That's kind of where our nose tackle is. You know, when you look at Snacks and Kendrick Ellis, they're both big giant guys that they're playing extremely well. Kind of like a young Wolfork type, not quite as big or beefy or have the notoriety certainly, but they're playing well. But having him out of there. You know, clearly is, he's one of the, really one of the blue chip guys as a nose tackle.
What about Mayo's absence there, Rex?
Yep, he's a good player, and understand he's lost for the season.
Your team's committed a really high number of penalties so far this year. Are you concerned that that's more of a discipline problem among the players or a coaching issue?
Well, geez, that's you talk about blunt force trauma. I certainly don't see it as a coaching problem or discipline on our players. Obviously we got, at the end of the game, against New England, we did have an unbelievable amount of penalties, in a couple of games this year. But again, I think that's more of an aberration. I think when you look over the stretch since I've been here, we've probably been, at the lower end of penalty scale than the upper end.
Have you consulted your brother at all, or will you consult him at all, given the fact that he faced him, whatever it was, 3-4 days ago, and now you're facing him 3 days later?
Yeah, but, we pretty much know each other anyway. I know the Patriots well. They know us. But absolutely, yeah, I'll talk to him for sure about it. And, that was, I'll be honest, I watched that game. I was like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. But, again, those things happen. That's Tom Brady.
Brady's teammates have talked about how they draw strength from how calm he is at the end of games like that where the game's on the line. I'm wondering, how does that affect the defense when they see a guy like Brady come in knowing how calm he'll be, to drive the team downfield when they need it? How does that affect the defense?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I think we'll be calm as well. So it'll be an interesting matchup if that indeed is the case, where it comes down to that. So I think both, I know Brady's extremely confident, and I know we're extremely confident by putting our defense out there in crunch time. In Atlanta, they have a holding call against us, or we're off the field there, which is kind of unusual since I keep watching. I haven't seen it yet, but we're off in a crunch time there and things. So we're confident as well. Obviously, we expect him to be confident. He's won a ton of games and things, but each game's different.
Rex, having lost five straight to the Patriots, you feel like you've been kissing those Bill Belichick rings a little lately?
No, I haven't. Maybe you have, but I haven't, and I never will. I came here to beat them and to win our own championship rings and all that type of stuff. But, you know, again, hey, the facts are we've lost five in a row to them and things like that. We'll see if it's six in a row.
Rex, you didn't have Curley in the first meeting of these teams. What impact do you expect him to have in this game? And also the signing of Joshua Cribbs, what do you expect out of him?
Well, certainly not going to say one way or the other on Curley. He's a good player for us, so we'll see what he does. And then as far as, you know, getting Josh Cribbs, you know, first off, we got to see where he's at, you know, conditioning-wise and everything else. But I'm sure he'll have some role for us.
Rex, how has your approach towards Brady evolved over the years? You've seen him now several years. Has your thinking changed in terms of the best way to get to Brady?
Well, apparently I do a terrible job of it because we lost five in a row, so I don't know. Maybe we'll just have somebody else look at it.
I mean, but you've seen many different ways over the years. Have you?
Hey, I don't know. He's the guy was the you know, him and Peyton Manning, I've said it from day one, are the best two I've ever gone against. They were when I came in the league, you know, or many years ago, and, you know, as a defensive coordinator, and they've remained that way. So, you know, certainly we throw everything at them and, you know, and see what happens. But we're not just going to stand and play one or two coverages and let him pick us apart like he does a lot of people.
Is that the key, that you constantly have to change the looks that you're giving him up the pre-read snaps right up until the snap is taken?
Well, I mean, you can't just sit back there and take it from him, that's for sure.
Do you feel like you have an opportunity to do more in your game planning when you have a full week to prepare for the Patriots as opposed to that first meeting this year with only a couple of days playing on a Thursday?
Well, I think you're prepared anyway going into it because of the fact, I mean, it wasn't like the schedule jumped up on somebody and they called you Sunday night. So you were preparing for them, you know, even through training camp and things like that. So, but, yeah, I mean, getting on a normal week, you know, certainly is easier than on a short week.